Good evening, everyone. This is Bill Crozier, chair of the PNB Coordinating Committee. It is Tuesday, January 17th, 7:52 Central Time, 8:52 Eastern Time, and calling the meeting to order. Teresa, would you mind, since you were secretary last time, would you mind calling the roll?
Ooh, you should have prepared me for that.
Sorry. We'll pick another temporary secretary tonight.
Oh, are we streaming?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Well, I can do it. We need somebody to take notes.
We still don't have anyone to take minutes, right?
Right. Would you mind? Well, who would like to take minutes tonight? I guess I'll say that. Do that first. Somebody that hasn't done it before, perhaps, or recently? Don't everybody speak up at once?
Well, are we going to talk about anything controversial? If y'all agree to be friendly and agreeable, I might be able to do it. If I can get it out to this meeting like I did last time. I'm ready.
Okay. Anybody else want to argue or fight Teresa over that? Okay. Hearing none, then thank you, Teresa. You can be temporary secretary tonight.
What is today, the 18th?
17th. Do you want me to call the roll, or you want to do it?
No, I'll do it.
I can call the names if you'll...
Tracy Rosenberg? Tracy Rosenberg? I don't hear you, Tracy. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Thank you. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Nia Bediaco?
Present.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Kimmery Orendorf? I don't hear Kimmery. Afia Wangaza? I don't hear Afia. T. Allen is present. Arlene Engelhart? I don't hear Arlene. LaVarne Williams?
Present. Arlene asked to be excused. She's still in at home or in Louisiana for her mom's homegoing. Okay. So she will not be on the call tonight.
Does someone want to move that we excuse Arlene?
Well, once you get through the roll, then we can do that.
Do call Summer. I'm sorry. I chopped out for a second. I'm here.
We haven't gotten to you. Summer Reese? Present, I guess. Tracy Rosenberg? Okay, so I did not hear Tracy, Kimmery, and Afia. Mr. Chair, we have...
Okay, thank you.
One, two, three, four.
Is there a motion to excuse, give Arlene an excuse absence?
I move.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, then Arlene's excused. Thank you. You all should have gotten the agenda that I emailed out, and you got with your automatic reminder, and it's also on the KPFDX calendar. We'll briefly call to order, call roll, choose temporary secretary. We've done all those. Next, item four, I'd approve agenda. Five, approve December 28th, 2011 committee minutes. Number six, develop an agenda and discuss logistics for the January 27th through 30th PNB meeting. Seven, new business. I don't know of any. Eight, review action items. Nine, adjourned. I'd like to suggest that we add getting volunteers to help with streaming and recording committee meetings. Where should we put that? I don't think it'll – why don't we put that in while we're discussing the agenda and logistics for the PNB meeting? Is that okay? Because I think we'll probably want to bring it up then, too. Is that okay?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. What did we just agree to?
I was suggesting to include that as in the item, develop agenda and discuss logistics for the in-person meeting. The item I was going to add, getting volunteers for streaming and recording committee meetings. Okay. Any other changes to the agenda for tonight? none, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, then the agenda is approved. Thank you. Okay. Next is approve the December 28, 2011 committee minutes, which Teresa emailed out that evening after the meeting, and then she sent them again today. Any objections to those, any or any corrections to those minutes? Okay, are there any objections to approving those minutes then for December 28th? Okay, either everybody's asleep or there are no objections. That's approved. Thank you. Okay, the main thing is they develop the agenda and we'll discuss logistics for the January 27th through 30th PMB meeting, which is in Los Angeles.
Pardon me, Bill.
Yes.
Can you do me a favor and send me another copy of the agenda that you are using tonight? I'm assuming unless it's changed. I mean, I'm looking at the one from, I'm not looking at it. It says coordinating committee meeting Tuesday, but doesn't have an agenda on it. So.
Well, it's the one that I sent out last night and that you guys got this morning, but I'll forward it to you. It's essentially the same. Okay, and so we're on the developing agenda and the logistics for the in-person meeting. One of the things I was suggesting we include in this was getting volunteers to help with streaming and recording the committee meetings. For those of you who didn't hear that or in the earlier discussion, John and Otis do that as volunteers, and that's in addition to their regular job for Pacifica. And they've been doing it for 11 years, and John's going to continue to stream the PNB meetings, but they've asked for additional volunteers to help with streaming and recording the committee meetings. I've already volunteered to help. Probably more people. Should we add that to the in-person agenda?
Yes, I had a question about that to Otis, actually, Bill. This is Summer, if I could.
Okay, you still on, Otis?
Oh, maybe not. Okay.
Okay,
well, let's add it to the agenda. Because I was thinking, you know, frankly, if it's as easy as he says, then perhaps we could have, like, you know, a discussion. But we could also maybe make a call to, you know, maybe he could do a half-hour training with people who are interested one of the evenings or something. Do you know what I mean?
Seriously.
In person with people from L.A. who might want to do it, okay, or any of us on the board. Like, he could just sit down and show this is how it's done. So
this is Lydia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah. So, you know, I see also like a larger issue, and some of this touches on personnel issues, and I think that we should cut this conversation short on the coordinating committee and leave it for the in-person meeting when our executive director is present. We really don't know what she has in mind. I mean, there are several things that these folks have been doing. You know, webmastering and blah 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 blah. You know, it's like it's a whole ball of wax. But I think it's best left for the in-person meeting. So I do support that we discuss it there, and that we do so when the executive director is present. Thank you. That's just my thought.
Yeah, I just want to. We need to decide when to do it then, at the in-person
meeting. Bill, yeah, why don't we do it on the Friday? Because Saturday's going to be pretty packed since our attorney's only there on Saturday and Sunday, so we're going to be doing more executive session time when we would typically dedicate most of it to public time. So inevitably, and we've got financials on Friday, but this is of a housekeeping type of item. It could be Monday also, okay, Friday or Monday, frankly, but I think not on the weekend, and probably we should allocate about an hour so we have discussion, okay? And I don't know if any of it touches on employment realm and should be an executive session, but most of it could be in public. So I don't know. I would right now my suggestion would be an hour for either Friday or Monday, depending on how the rest of the agenda is shaping up. Okay.
Okay. Well, why don't we go over the things for the in-person agenda, the times that are kind of already fixed or need to be fixed, and then we'll
talk
around that. Does that sound okay?
That sounds very good.
And I know Summer is, she was checking on availability of our attorney for
executive
sessions.
Well, here's where we're at right now. Right. We've got, I spoke to him this morning. Well, here's where we're at. Okay, so we'll have the meeting. We'll start Friday morning. We always do financial stuff on Friday. Ross lives in the auditors coming in on Wednesday. He's spending Thursday at Kay and then Friday with us. So that's our day with him. So anything bearing on the audit, including, the draft statement, which he should have for us, we'll have some time in executive session and some in open. We've got the reception in the evening at the radio station. So we'll be breaking it like, you know, business hours, basically, and dealing with rush hour traffic on a Friday, which will be fun. But all the rest of the evening is at the station. So on Saturday and Sunday is when we have our attorney, and he's available. He's there. He's, you know, for the full time. But we want to have right now, Friday afternoon is I've got Bernard, the general manager, and Brian DeShazer, because we've just published our first book, The Archives of City Light Books, on Black history. And so I'm giving him an hour so he can, you know, also because the archives are in Los Angeles. So right now I've got Bernard for an hour. I have the archives for an hour. I have the local board chair. I told him normally it's kind of done in conjunction with management. And all that's scheduled for Saturday afternoon along with public comment, because those are, you know, things of interest to the public. We have our bevy.
There's three. You mentioned three things for Saturday. Is that right? Brian DeShazer.
Well, basically the LSB, KPFK management archives. All that is scheduled, is booked together. I had discussed something along the lines of 2 to 3 with Bern. It's basically like, you know, it's how much time, but, you know, 2 to 3 with the general manager and Q&A and all of that, and 3 to 4 with Brian and 4 to 5 with public comment or something along those lines. And the LSB chair has to have at least half an hour. And so that's all a little bit juggleable, but it's essentially our Saturday afternoon after lunch will be all of that. Well, Lydia, have you had any? I guess that's a question. Well, okay, so Saturday night, we're out of our main conference room on Saturday night. Now, that normally we wouldn't do executive session Saturday night, but we've got a couple of options, and of course I want to hear from Lydia if there's been any progress on the film issue in terms of scheduling. But we could do executive session Saturday night. Also, the two museums, which are very close to the hotel, and one is free and the other one has a very politically conscious exhibit on women, are open late on Saturday night till 8 and 9 p.m. And anyway, we might want a free-form night where people could go and talk and caucus on various issues the next day. We have the evaluations requiring time in executive session. I've spoken with counsel about availability for that. So we do have several things which will need to occur in executive session with our attorney to cover, which may span the recall election. We have the evaluations. We have litigation updates. So there may be, I potentially see three portions of 2 hours each as not being unrealistic in all honesty, okay, or something along those lines or something. So that has to be factored in. And then, Lydia, maybe you could tell us if there's I had some discussion with Jennifer about the movie and venue stuff, and I did speak with someone at the Skirball, but I was, Lydia, if you could maybe jump in here, because that'll help me figure out where we're doing the rest of scheduling with the attorney and everything for the weekend.
Yeah, well, whatever I do is at night, so.
No, I know that, of course.
If I may finish. And I should be hearing tomorrow, because I tried calling the person arranging for, you know, the in-person guests, and he wasn't in today. He took a longer weekend than the rest of us, and so he'll be in tomorrow. So I left him a voicemail message, and so I'll just keep after him tomorrow morning. That will just determine the venue, but I've already received the film, and in one format, in a format that we could screen in that conference room or whatever, you know, because we don't know whether we're going to do this as a small thing, but it'll probably be either a medium thing or a bigger thing. So there you go. That's
well, I did
know, but I should know by tomorrow. And if we don't hear by end of day tomorrow something more definitive, we could just, you know, deal with what we have.
Is that
okay,
definitely
very good.
Saturday
you know,
night?
The night is contingent on the personality in question. What I've offered was Saturday night or Sunday night to give some flexibility, because the scheduling is always the issue for these folks. It would be beneficial to the station and the network, of course. So, but anyway.
Well, I did have a thought, Lydia, so that good efforts don't go in vain, is that, you know, because I've produced things, and I know sometimes it's hard to nail people down. If for some reason it doesn't, you know, because the Skirball has a nice theater, and that's like a mile from the hotel, and it's available Sunday night for a four-hour block. But it's quite a bit larger than what we need for just our little group, right? And if this was something with real potential for a fundraising type thing, it might be more advantageous to do it for the station with some more lead-up time and not in conjunction with the PNB. So it's just a thought. I don't think, you know, however it seems that it will work best in the overall, you know, Lydia. So I talked with Jennifer some about that because it certainly sounds like a wonderful thing. But if it doesn't all come together quickly enough for this meeting, I don't think it's a lost cause for using it effectively, you know. So, but that's good if we can know tomorrow. Well, the Saturday night, some of what we need to decide is we've got, you know, all the endless stuff that's always on there on our agenda. We have Monday, which isn't as high an attendance day, and that's kind of the thing is normally we would do more with legal counsel on Friday and Monday, and in this situation he's coming in Saturday and Sunday. I talked to him this morning. I didn't ask if he could stay over through Monday to find out if that was feasible or not, but I'm going to ask him tomorrow. Okay, but I do think that we need to work in a decent amount of that time on our Saturday and Sunday schedules. So, you know, if I can have him stay over till Monday, I think I'll do that just if it's necessary, if it seems like it's, you know, warranted, so we could have more open time on Saturday and Sunday. So, and the same thing, like a public comment, I want probably an hour available on Saturday and Sunday, even if it's broken up into 2 half-hour segments, you know, which isn't, we don't need as much on Friday and Monday, most likely. So maybe a half hour on each of those days. If it depends on Friday. Well,
we don't have anything yet Saturday where we need an attorney for. Of course, we haven't figured out where we're going to put the executive sessions in. But
well, yeah, okay. It's only for the executive session, and that's why I'm saying it kind of it crimps our style a little on more public time on the weekend. To have our attorney there on the weekend. I'm used to, you know, attorney availability on one of the weekdays. So I'm going to ask him if it's possible I could stay over till Monday. I think this fits in better with his general practice. But if not, anyway, we could do a couple of hours in the morning. There aren't as many people early in the day as later. And then we can decide whether we want to have Saturday night as like an open kind of caucus night or if we want to go hunker down in our secondary boardroom for an executive session. I asked him about that this morning. He said that's fine with him. He's here for the weekend, but we may not need to do that. So,
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, Teresa.
How much are we paying him?
Well, his billable rate is, I probably shouldn't be discussing it on an open call, but if I may, just to put things in perspective, we used to have legal counsel, which was on every open session phone call the entire year, billing us for that, and we now have an attorney who is not on any of these phone calls unless we text him and let him know it's time to come on the executive session. And our previous lawyer was there for the entirety of the in-person meeting, and the present lawyer is coming in for 2 days. So without discussing what the respective attorneys charge on an hourly basis, we are using considerably fewer hours in terms of just sitting on our meetings when it's not necessary, which I think in the long run will be cost-effective for the organization.
My point is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, I still haven't received the agenda. So I'm floundering around looking for it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot to forward it. Yep. Okay.
And so I'm a little bit distracted, but I think it would be wise for us to be real sure about when he's going to be there, when he's needed. Let me just finish my thought. If we don't pay attention to what we're spending on things, I just don't think it's very prudent. So I just don't want him to be there when we don't need him, because it won't make him feel very good either.
Let me just ask if anybody else has anything that we really need to do at specific days or times before we talk about all this stuff.
Bill, there is one other thing.
Okay.
The affiliate.
Summer?
That has to be scheduled on the weekend probably also. Okay, the affiliate's task force call-in maybe on Sunday. So I haven't talked to Afia about that. Is Afia on the call?
No.
Well, anyhow, the affiliates task force, I imagine, is something we'd want to schedule probably on the weekend to facilitate participation. I'm not sure, but I would think so.
Okay. Anybody else have anything that we know we should try to do on specific days? I assume that if we're going to have some sort of brief orientation, at least for new people, there aren't very many new people on the board now, though, but there are a few. We should do that the first day on Friday.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, frequently we do a legal update then also, but we would need our attorney for that. So I guess we'll have to wait till he's there to do that, correct?
Yes. Yes, but he can supply us with a written legal update sooner than that, I believe. He could probably email us one, you know, but, you know, something we could review. But in terms of discussing it with him, it would be Saturday. I mean, I'm going to recommend that we have a Saturday morning executive session so that we are able to discuss things with our attorney. And I'll ascertain tomorrow if he's available on Monday, so that's not an issue for us if we need him to be available, okay?
Okay, well, let me ask LaVorne, because you mentioned some of the financial update on Friday. I think it's a good idea. How much time do you think we'd need for that, LaVorne?
You know, usually what we have about an hour or so. So you just, you know, based on how many questions, you know, who's asking the questions. So, you know, an hour and a half. What time, how many hours, I mean, what was the schedule that you currently have, preliminary?
Well, we don't have a lot yet. I think an hour is probably too short, but there'll probably be a lot of questions.
Hour and a half.
How long will the auditor?
Well, if I may, Bill, I think we're not. I think there's a portion that LaVorne needs to have, and it's a separate portion for the auditor. I think we've got more than 1 hour that probably has to be scheduled, you know.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I completely understood what she was saying. There needs to be time for the CFO's report with Q&A, and Arlene has to do the executive director's report with Q&A, and those have to be, you know, factored into the weekend. But the auditor also has to have separate time to give us our draft audit report. The management letter should be discussed in executive session, so that'll have us some executive session time on Friday as well, and other issues to do with budget. And LaVorne, for your portion, is an hour or an hour and a half for the CFO report? Is an hour seem sufficient?
Probably an hour and a half to include the
hour
question.
And a half. Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
Okay. What's the sequence? What sequence should we have? We have, okay, CFO report, auditor, ED report. What order should we do those in?
No, I think we're going to have to do executive session in the morning to go over a management letter in executive session. I do not want him reading that on the stream again. That's just not good form. I think we should schedule at least an hour in executive session on Friday morning. You know, it'd be nice to do our orientation in the morning. That's an open session type of thing. So, but I think we could do an open session orientation and go into closed session. I don't anticipate huge attendance by the public on Friday morning, quite frankly. That's not usually likely.
This is Teresa. I have a question about
Teresa?
The agenda. What we're discussing here, is this set in stone? Are we agreeing to this? Am I supposed to be writing this down and that's what we're going to go with? Or what?
Well, Teresa, last meeting I spent like 14 hours working on the agenda to get it in order, and I'll be working with Bill, no doubt. We'll be working on it between now and the weekend, essentially, because it's got to get posted, you know.
What do you want me to put down here?
We haven't decided anything yet, but
okay.
We're going towards the goal of putting the basic parameters in place tonight for what the agenda will look like. It just may require a little tweaking between now and D-Day.
I mean, it's probably more than a week away. If you have something in writing that you would like to put in the minutes that we're agreeing on, you might want to start preparing that now if you want.
Let me just ask, as we're going through this, I think we're about ready now to start asking if there's any objections to certain things. And then if there are, you can write that down, Teresa, and we may go back and modify it before we get through the meeting. But, okay, so are there any objections to doing a Friday morning, the first day, at least an hour with the auditor?
Wait, this is Lydia. I have a question.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I'm lost. But, the orientation, the last I heard, Summer was going to try to find someone. Is that the one we're talking about when you say orientation?
That was the only thing we had agreed to, which was just basic, like, you know, I mean, along with getting handed your packet saying, here's your copy of the bylaws for the year. And I'll be honest, okay, having spent an incredible amount of time on hotels and still dealing with, like, shuttles and dinners and
all this coordination to actually for the meeting and the recall. I haven't spent a bunch of time finding us someone, so I'm not going to guarantee whether that's going to stay or not, okay? I have some faith in Los Angeles that may still be doable, but I'm not it may not happen. Orientation. Yeah,
if,
I mean,
if all it is handing out a packet right now, then we don't need to spend an inordinate amount of time.
This is totally true, and I have found that, you know, no matter what we put on the agenda, we always need more time. So if something gets scratched that is unneeded, that'll probably be, you know, no loss, frankly, sometimes. So there's still some orientation, but you're right. Most of the people are the same people that were on the board last year. We only have a few new people. Okay, so it's even just a half-hour orientation. You know, I can point people in the right direction on the various things that they need, which will help them to do their job better for the few people that are new as we hand them their packets. And, you know, it's...
Let me ask, do all of you, all of your LSBs have an orientation for board members, like going over fiduciary duty and things like that?
No.
Nobody does.
Okay, so we probably should do that.
I really do think so. I mean, even if I would be happy as chair to give, like, a briefer on some of these things, it just points people to resources where they can educate themselves. Do you know what I mean? But nobody gets any orientation. I mean, I've been filling in our new chair just on basic communication back and forth because he's asking, we're talking. You know what I mean? Nobody really tells anybody what they are supposed to be doing, and it would be probably a good
idea. This is Lydia.
Okay, yeah, Lydia, go ahead.
Okay, because, again, trying to focus here on just the agenda time and so forth. If it ends up, what do we have? I think two people that are new. Is that the sum total?
It's something like that. It is really small, yeah.
I think it's just two people. So is there no way that that can be a private orientation since the rest of us are already have spent a year on the board?
Why don't we do this? I don't want to spend too much time here. If I find some fantastic person from the Center for Nonprofit Management who wants to come in and do a quick hour with us, beautiful. If I don't, we can scratch that portion because we will surely find things that will take up time to fill the space, I think. Okay. That doesn't help us here tonight, but it's something I can probably figure out in the next couple of days. So.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts if we have time and can get somebody to have a you know, like in 1 hour.
Totally.
A review of fiduciary duty and things like that. I think it'd be good for everybody to be thinking about that again, especially before we get into the auditor's report. But,
Totally.
I guess it'll be just right after that.
Yeah, and I didn't really ask Ross how much needs to be in public versus open, so I talked to him yesterday, but I'll try to find out exactly how much time he feels he needs in each section. There had been a request by some members to have him talk a little bit about the budgeting process, you know. So I'll try to get it pinned down exactly how much time he needs for each section, but it seems to me that there'll be a portion he should talk to us about in executive session, and there'll be Q&A, and then there'll be a portion that he can talk about in public session. So I'd like to schedule both of those into probably, you know, I mean, between that and CFO report, but all of that on Friday, you know, between Friday morning and afternoon.
Okay, so we have – okay, it looks like we have consensus on this. So we'll try to get maybe a one-hour orientation, including fiduciary duty, first thing, starting at 9 o'clock Monday – I mean, Friday?
Yes, yeah, Friday,
and then
yeah.
Followed by the auditor. Would that be right afterwards?
Well, let me give this a moment's thought. There's something else that we're not really discussing that we should talk about. You know, Arlene's going to give her executive director's report, but, you know, there has to be discussion time for – recovery plan. It's like a key component part of what we really need to be discussing from the auditor's perspective at any rate. And we may want to schedule a little bit of time for that in as well, you know, as a board collectively on Friday, because I don't feel it's been sufficiently chewed on by enough people to feel that, like, yes, we've got something firm that everyone's going to sign off on, and it's something that we should approve as a board at this in-person meeting. So I guess I'd like to fit that into Friday as well, because it's something we need to take care of.
Okay, well, let me ask LaVorn, do you think that should be better before or after your report, or before or after the auditor's report? Because I agree, I think that's good to spend some time on the recovery plan. You there, LaVorn? You may be muted.
Yes. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Well, Summer was suggesting spending some time Friday discussing the recovery plan, and I agree because we haven't had a lot of time for Q&A and more discussion about it. So the question is when to do that, before or after the auditor's report, before or after the CFO report? What do you think?
Probably we should talk about it after the auditor's report, because he'll have some points he wants to make about the recovery plan. So we can go into try to flesh out or maybe add more to it after he delivers his analysis or his opinion.
Okay. Is that all right with everybody?
And when is the CFO report?
Yeah. As far as my memory serves me, we got the going concern because having a recovery plan was one of the things that we did not have. So it seems logical to me that maybe the recovery plan should be presented, or I don't know what the preliminary report looks like. I guess I should ask LeVar and Summer, does Ross have the recovery plan?
He has a copy of what we've delivered so far. He doesn't. We're still working on parts of it now, but he has, I believe, the part that that has been developed, and it's the preliminary one that we have talked about. Aren't you on the Pratt committee, Nia?
No, I'm not.
No, I don't think she is.
Okay.
Yeah, and if I may,
Arlene sent it to all the board a couple of months ago.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's been sent around to the senior staff and to everyone to contribute. But we're still fleshing it out in terms of getting something in terms of what the boss wanted to see. So we're still adding to the recovery plan today.
Okay.
And last week I spent the whole week with the CPP auditor. So all of my time, including today, was getting Steph and the staff there in the office getting information to the CPP auditor and being there with him.
So let me just so I could, I should suggest putting it. So I'm hearing that Arlene sent it, which I saw, and Ross saw it, and we're working on it. Is it that Ross isn't satisfied why it's still being worked on? I'm a little confused about
May
that.
May I, Bill?
Yes, may I?
Yeah, go ahead, Summer.
I spoke with Ross yesterday, and I've spoken with him, like, probably the week before, maybe a few days before that, about when we discussed the recovery plan. You know, he said it has to include 3-year financial projections, things that require, you know, solid input of data. And what he had indicated to me, you know, is regardless of what the preliminary report is this weekend, the financial statements are as of the date they're issued. Now, obviously, that day is coming very soon. But essentially, if our board passes a recovery plan that's solid, that will be included as part of our financial statement. And so we have a little bit more time on that. So if we get some critiquing in his initial draft statement on Saturday, I think as long as we really pass a recovery plan this weekend, that will go into his financial report. So I don't think it's just, you know, it's not an indication of dissatisfaction necessarily with where things are at right now, as long as they are done. But the board really needs to participate in this and pass a robust plan that is prepared by management staff. So I think we need to give it definite attention this weekend. See, I'm already there at this meeting in a week and a half, so that we something that works, you know.
Right. So then I'm suggesting it should be presented before he gives his final report. This way he can build on what he hears or can subtract from what he
hears. LeVar.
Hold on. Let me let Nia finish, and then LaVarne, and who else?
Okay.
Summer just wanted to say one more thing on that.
Go ahead and finish, Nia.
Yeah. That's what I'm suggesting, that maybe we should present that first and then have Ross go after, because then he would have heard, you know, what it is the recovery plan is.
Okay.
Rather than going after, because he's going to give the report on, I guess he's going to have it somewhere before he gives his preliminary report?
That's what I'm saying, is I think both of them are supposed to have their reports done before we're at that meeting. Wherever the recovery plan is at should be distributed
probably in the book, but prior to the meeting. And I think Ross is also going to have a draft statement. He said he might have it in time for us for next week, so audit committee members could see it before the in-person meeting. So I think whatever he has written will already be prepared.
Okay.
Regardless of which order, whoever presents first on Saturday isn't going to matter, frankly, because both
he would have had it already in order to comment on it in the report.
Right, and it's not his final either. This is his draft. So if we are able to pass a decent recovery plan, that's what will go into his final. So it's really critical for us as board and for management, for all of us to work together. Like, this is a key component that we need to focus on, and that will go into our final audit. Because what we're going to see at the in-person meeting is his draft audit, not his final. Okay.
Okay, LaVorne?
Thank you. Yeah, I think that to speculate on what Ross is going to say is kind of futile. But I think that we should, we'll have the preliminaries for Ross by the end of this week. We're all shooting to get everything in by the end of this week. And I think that Ross should go first, because Ross will have an opinion. And after he goes first, then as a board, we're responsible for the recovery plan. So at that point, we can comment or elaborate or send something back to work on, but after his initial opinion of what we've done. So I think that would flow better than if we were to comment and then he's going to critique it, and, that would require us to come back and comment again. So I think we should just comment on that after Ross speaks.
Okay, so just have him go first after this a little board orientation thing, and then have discussion on the recovery plan. That's what you're suggesting?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm suggesting.
Okay. Since he will have seen it, and you will have seen the preliminary audit beforehand.
Right.
Okay. Other people have an opinion on this?
This is Teresa.
Okay, Teresa.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Are we saying, right now we're at the point, we start with some sort of board training or orientation. Then we have at least an hour with the auditor, and then we have a discussion of the recovery plan. And
correct.
We have not discussed where the CFO's report is at this time. Correct?
Right. We haven't gotten quite to that yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Bill?
Yeah. Summer. Well, let me see if anybody else wants to say anything that's been quiet so far. Anybody else?
I would like to say something about the orientation training at some point. I don't know whether you want to finish up this question about auditor recovery plan first.
Well, why don't you come back to that, okay?
Okay.
Or remind me. All right. Okay, Summer?
Yes, I think what we're probably looking at now is, if we've got orientation, however that shakes out, but from 9 to 10, and I'll get us some solid stuff if we have some additional things. We'll make it something worth spending our time on. We do executive session with the auditor from 10 to 11. There's probably a public portion with the auditor. I'm not sure. So I really need to talk with him again about that, just to see what needs to be presented, publicly versus in the executive session. Recovery plan from like 11 to 12. I would see that we would do the CFO report after lunch, if we broke from 12 to 1:30 or something. And then CFO report from,
recovery plan. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, the recovery plan from 11 to 12, and then break for lunch. We'd come back at like 1:30 for CFO report, even if we run into lunch a little there. And do that from – and I think that LaVorne should also include a portion on the CPB audit, hopefully in her CFO report, since it would be beneficial for the board to know how all that went. And that would bring us to 3 o'clock, and that leaves us, like, 2 more hours to work with in the Friday session, whether that means coming back into more financials. If there's, like, a follow-up period with our auditor, I don't know if there's any other reason we would need to do that, but some of that you can't tell until you're there, if something comes out of that. Or we have two hours to do something else with in terms of taking care of another portion of the agenda, so...
Okay, well, I have something I'd like to present, but let me see if anybody else has any suggestions so far for Friday.
A point of information.
This is Nia. Yes. Bill. I have something I'd like to say on to vary Summers a little bit.
Oh, okay, well, Teresa and then
Nia. Yeah, and I'm not fixed in stone. I'm just trying to help us get there.
yeah.
Summer, I'm trying to write and think at the same time. what was it you felt was important that the CFO include in her report?
Just a report on the CPB auditor, since they were working with CPB auditor last, just, you know, where we're at on that. And I don't know if that's something that LaVarn, or if that's something Arlene would be presenting on, but I know LaVarn was working with the CPB auditor, so I just figured that would be it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we haven't decided, we haven't firmed all this up yet, Teresa, so, okay. Yeah, and then LaVarn.
Yeah,
and look, I think Summer said to have, is how long will Ross be there? Let me ask that question first. Friday and Saturday?
No, that's the thing. He's only with us on Friday, so we need to utilize his time. That's why I was kind of saying we might want to go back into session with Ross, depending,
okay,
or stay in session longer with Ross. Okay,
right.
He's at K on Thursday testing the various things. But
Summer,
Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that if he is only going to speak with the board once, then I think it should be after the financial reports.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead, Nia.
Yeah, it should be after the reports so that he can have information to comment on, more information, rather than just the audit. It seems to make sense to me. I mean, he could do the morning and he could do after if we have time. That's the first thing. The other thing is public comment. I know L.A. is a traffic city. We should have public comment like later on in the evening when folks are off from work.
Friday we're at the reception, Nia, so we won't be at our venue on Friday evening at all. So it alleviates the public of the burden of getting to us on Friday evening. But we do need to factor in, thank you for reminding, some public comment on Friday earlier in the day. So, and I do tend to agree about maybe having another session with the auditor later in the afternoon just to utilize his time as perhaps being something we should think about. So.
Okay, LaVarn was on the stack, so let's let her go.
Hello. Yeah, I'm next. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, LaVarn.
The question is my understanding initially on when Ross made the reservation was that he would be there, he was going to be in the station on Thursday, and then he would present on Friday, and then I believe he has a – I thought he had a flight out Saturday morning, but I think what we need to do is just have him send his itinerary again. So that's what I thought the agenda was. And
no, that's correct. You're correct, LaVarn. He leaves Saturday morning, but it's early.
Yeah. So, and the other point is that in terms of the order and presentation, and that what he will present will be preliminary. So we still have an opportunity to discuss, you know, what he's presented, and I think that that's the time to present what we think we have, and then we can just elaborate or expand on that. And as far as the audit, you know, I can talk about it, but some of the points that probably we need to make about the CPB audit should be in closed session. You know, it's in terms of some of the areas that he was looking at that are kind of sensitive, and mm-hmm. some of the comments he made I could discuss in closed session. But I think that, you know, just overall, hopefully it went well. You know, I asked before you left. And he perhaps will go down to over to PFW. He may go up to New York to spend some time at those stations, just, you know, maybe a day or two. So, but he does plan, I believe, to go over to PFW. So that's kind of where we are with the CPB audit. But the fine points that he made, I would prefer to discuss those in closed session.
Okay, let me ask him. So if he's available all day Friday for us, maybe it doesn't matter quite as much what the order is, because he can be part of the discussion too, right, either on the CPB audit and or If he was to precede your report, LaVarn, in Q&A, he can be part of that Q&A session also. Does that sound reasonable?
Sorry, would you repeat that?
Well, if he's going to be there anyway, Ross Wisdom's going to be there anyway Friday, then the order may not matter quite as much. He could give his report. You, LaVarn, could give the CFO report. We could have Q&A for each one of them, and he can be part of the Q&A on the recovery plan and the CFO report. Is that
Well, you know,
does that address your issues, Nia? Let me ask Nia first.
Sorry. It's not that I have issues. I'm thinking about the presentation and considering the financial crisis, and he's going to have the recovery plan. That's why I specifically said if he cannot be available for two sessions, which is after LaVarne's financial report, then if he's only available for one, then it should be after that. But if he's available for both, then one in the morning and one after her financial report.
Is that right, Lauren? Is he going to be there for both morning and afternoon if we need him?
Well, I think you just said he'll be there all day, right? He's leaving Saturday morning or something like that? Well, who's in contact?
Somewhere in LaVarna, it sounds like.
And this is Lydia.
It was Lydia also. I just wanted to, just the point of information. Yes, Ross will be there all day. And I concur that we shouldn't, we're going to rough out the agenda tonight, but some of it does have a little flexibility probably if someone's there the entire day. So I do think that we should, you know, fully utilize the services of our professionals when they're in town.
This is Teresa.
Okay, Lydia?
Yes, I was wondering if it makes sense to first meet in executive session first thing in the morning, and because I think that, of course, some of the auditor's report may warrant that. It also, and as LaVarne said, some of the CPB report needs to be handled in executive session. It also affords the board the ability to determine what needs to be reported out, and then we can come back to executive session toward the end of the day, or, you know, or after the financial reports, whatever. But I think we should firmly schedule executive sessions with the auditor should we need it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Maybe morning and afternoon, I don't know.
What I was thinking. I don't know.
Okay, I've got Teresa and LaVarne. So go ahead, Teresa.
The way I have it so far, 9 a.m. to 10, board training orientation, 10 a.m. to 11, executive session, an hour with the auditor. Then maybe we should do, maybe we should do a half an hour executive session with the CFO to discuss the CPB auditor findings.
This is Summer. Put me back on the stack, Bill, please.
That's all I wanted to ask.
Thank you.
Okay, maybe LaVarne can address that, too, because she's next anyway.
Yes.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about what the purpose is when we have Ross Wisdom there to comment. So maybe I will give him a call and see what he feels comfortable in terms of presenting the audit and commenting on whatever I deliver. So I'm just trying to understand what, you know, he feels comfortable with or what he believes his role is. So I will call him tomorrow and kind of like talk this over in terms of what he thought, how he would deliver and when he would deliver and what he would need to comment on.
Okay, and I assume part of the audit part will need to be public, but the management letter discussion will need to be an executive session, right?
Right.
All right, and now the recovery plan, is that going to be part of the executive session and part public, or what do you think?
This is like a good idea when we start talking about personnel. Definitely in closed session.
Okay.
All right.
Summer? You there, Summer?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was on mute. Yeah, I don't mind if we stay in executive session all of Friday morning between 10 and noon, you know, because we could talk about CPB for half an hour and we could talk about the aspects of the recovery plan that are executive for half an hour. I mean, I think it's a good use of Friday morning time, executive session, and we got plenty of meat to chew on, I think, on the financial stuff with the auditor and these various aspects. Okay. So I might recommend that we just stay in executive session until the lunch break, okay? And that way we can go over the recovery plan, the CPB, and the auditor, everything. That's it. I'm done.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too.
True.
We don't keep going in and out of executive session.
Teresa on the
spot. That orientation could be public if anybody's outside the board's cares, but okay. Other comments about
Teresa,
the schedule we've got so far?
I have a question.
Okay.
I had a question. So do we think it's important to have the auditor there when we talk about the CPB auditor's report? And so it seems to me that it is important somehow to get that CPB auditor information out, perhaps before we even discuss the recovery plan. Do we want to have LaVarne discuss it, like prior to the executive session discussion of the recovery plan, go in from the hour with the auditor, then somewhat of a brief description of the CPB auditor, and then go into the discussion of the recovery plan, and then the CFO report after lunch?
Okay. Maybe LaVarne want to give some thoughts, or anybody?
For Summer.
You call my name?
Well, yeah, do you want to comment on what Teresa was asking or suggesting?
Since we're still in the process of developing this plan, I think, Teresa, what you've laid out sounds, you know, why don't we put that down, and then we can, continue to develop it.
How long do you think it will take you to give a report of the CPB audit?
You know, no more than 30 to 45 minutes, because let me explain. The CPB audit was based on 2009 and 2010. So, you know, we're looking at past years, and that's the information that he's looking at, and that's what he's done. We've pulled all the information for those 2 years, prepared, like, prepared notes for each station. We have pulled contracts that are relevant to Pacifica at that time. And that shouldn't take more than, you know, just to more than 30 minutes. You just have to ask. Add in the questioning time, the questions.
This is Lydia.
Okay, let me ask LaVarne quick. That CPB audit, that doesn't need to be an executive session, right?
There's some part of it that I'd like to discuss in closed session. Just maybe 10 minutes, just an update in terms of some of the points that I think that may be of concern.
Okay, Lydia?
Yes, I mean, I don't think that we have to detail the executive session right now because we don't publish that. What we need to do is right now is to determine the public agenda. So I think it's enough for the public consumption to block out, as Summer recommended, the time from 10 to 12 for all of these issues, and the details of which will be worked out with the people that are directly involved between now and then. And that's what I would recommend at this point. We don't have to get so finite about what goes on, what we're going to be discussing in executive session or the other. So I recommend that we just move on, asking Summer, as she had already articulated, the first hour of orientation and the next 2 hours in executive session to attend to these more confidential financial matters, and that's all that really has to be on an agenda.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. We can work out the details in the executive session later, but we could just reserve it for auditor's management letter and other financial discussions that need to be in the executive session.
Right, but what I was saying is that when we for our public announcement, we just have to say those financial issues that need to be dealt with in executive session relative to these financial issues, and that's it. And the rest of it, let's just move on.
Okay. So, everyone, does it look like if we have an executive session to cover those financial issues, including the auditor's management report, in the morning from like 10 to 12, would that be enough to cover all of the those executive session financial issues?
I think, Teresa here, I think it's going to be a real challenge, especially if there's a bomb thrown into it like last year.
So we'll have a lot of questions for the auditor, and then it might have to, it might actually take longer. So, just a thought.
Yeah, that's what I was worrying too. Well, we could continue the second session after lunch. Yeah, Lydia?
Yes, I think that what we were discussing, and we need to, like, concretize this. I don't know if we want to take votes on each of these things and take that much time, but otherwise we keep rearticulating some of the same stuff. I thought we had talked about, and I don't know, maybe other people objected, that we could potentially block out, in case we need it, the second session with the auditor that day. So the one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
Okay.
So therefore, what we don't finish in the morning, we could go back to in the afternoon.
Okay, how about if we have 10
after the financial reports, as Nia had recommended. So if we just block in those times and let it happen, you know, as it may, and we utilize them, what we want to do is utilize the auditor's presence. I think that that's the issue here. So if we can we resolve those simple concepts? And
I tend to agree with you and Teresa. I'm thinking we probably need more than 2 hours for this, for the executive session. Why don't we just reserve 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for executive session plus lunch on financial stuff? And then at 2, we can do the public part of the financial CFO report, what a report of the CPB audit is public, the regular audit. Does that make sense?
Okay. Are these motions now? Because I'll propose a different motion.
No, I'm just discussion right now. Just see if we can facilitate getting a consensus on this. But go ahead, Lydia, if you have a suggestion.
Well, I object to it, so therefore, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
How are we going to close each of these issues? I mean, if people think the two hours aren't enough to start looking into this, then at least only till 1. I would not recommend going all the way till 2, because I really think we need that end of the day or after the financial report session as well, and after we've mulled over whatever we discuss in the morning as well. So you need a period of time. 4 hours is too long.
No, I said for that plus lunch. So I'm actually adding 1 hour.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, I just laid out what my recommendation would be.
Okay.
So 1. I don't care when you have lunch, in or out. Doesn't matter. It's still
okay.
Time.
Okay. Okay. Other comments, anybody?
I'm confused. So just tell me what we decide, okay?
Okay. Well, we still haven't quite decided.
I think that's the problem. Can we just either turn these so we can vote these things up or down or make a decision? We're just going around in circles.
Okay, well, Lydia's suggesting, I guess, based on what Teresa and I said, executive session 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., right, Lydia? Then lunch. Then we'll pick up with, I'm still not sure the order, CFO report, audit, the public part, and the public part of the recovery plan. We can make that all one agenda item. Then we can worry about the details later about the order.
A point of information?
Yeah, Nia?
What time is the event at the station? I guess I should, Lydia, is it Friday evening?
Summer, do you know what time it is? Isn't it 7?
I'm sorry, Lydia, I'm at the veterinarian. Please repeat yourself.
The event at the station.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Basically, we're supposed to be there by 7, we may start trickling in a little earlier than that. We know we've got traffic. I was going to break us around 5 or 5:30 and try to arrange to have everyone go together at the same time. So if we get there a little earlier. Originally, they were going to start it at 6, and I thought that was a little unrealistic with the Friday night traffic. So he said 7 was fine. So if we get there at 6:30, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 5 is when I was going to break us, just because people have to go to their rooms and stuff. I mean, there's a little bit of, you know, buffer time. You know, and often we go a little over schedule also. We want to make sure we make it on time places.
Well, if we're not in a rush to get into rush hour traffic, we could go later than 5 then, right?
We can go till 5:30 on Friday, but I really wouldn't want to go any past that, quite frankly.
Could
okay.
I make a suggestion, please?
All right.
In addition to what I how many minutes ago for the auditor for the morning and the evening. Could we, because I think it has been customary, although it's not mandatory, that you at least have a half an hour of public comment every day, just so
we don't
have anybody complaining and fussing that we're not doing this. Could we have from maybe from 5 to 5:30 public comment?
Oh, Bill, may I? I had said I was pictured like as much as an hour on each day of the weekend, depending, but half an hour on Friday and Monday when we have open sessions. Yes, of course. That's why I was trying to get that scheduled into what we're doing in the afternoon on Friday. So, but I like having 5 o'clock as our break time because we frequently push that over the edge till 5:30, and I don't want to have it 5:30 to push it over the edge until 6, but I'd want to have public comment sufficiently in advance of the end of our meeting that people are able to reliably participate in it. So
like 4:30?
Well, have we actually settled on everything else we're doing until then and whether we're breaking and coming into public session with the CFO report or continuing an executive session?
Well, I'm not sure how long
I asked the question because I'm trying to factor in public comment, then breaking and going to the station.
Yes, of course. We have to have it
So we're saying 4:30 to 5 would be public comment?
I prefer to put it earlier on Friday, y'all. You know, we got bad traffic in L.A. If I remember the public, I wouldn't want to have to be there. We're not having an evening session, so it doesn't impact the public. But, I mean, depends on where we have executive session in the afternoon, but I'd be happy with, you know, public comment from 3 to 3:30 if that's after the CFO's report or something like that. That puts it a little earlier so if people want to comment and bail, they can, you know, quite frankly. So,
just a
thought.
So we're not having any public session at all on Friday?
No, I didn't say that, Nia. I was saying I would put the public comment a little earlier than the very end of our session on Friday. That's all.
Okay. So what time would we open up to the public?
Well, I think that's what we're trying to decide here. I mean, I think we're all in agreement about the morning portion, which, you know, has the executive session going until noon. It's whether we're continuing with executive session or going into open session and coming back into executive session.
I think we were talking about executive session 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., then lunch, then an open session starting at 2.
Okay, so lunch 1 to 2. That's fine. I'm fine with lunch from 1 to 2, and then we do open session at 2. Okay.
Anywhere for lunch, right?
The lunch will be right there. We're not going anywhere.
Okay.
We're not even leaving our floor. So the 1 to 2, so then are we going into the CFO's report at 2 from 2 to 3, or are we... 2 to 3:30, and then we do public comment from 3:30 to 4, and then we have our auditor with us again from 4 to 5:30 or something. Is that something like that?
Yes.
I mean, that would work because that would accommodate everything. That takes advantage of two. Can you lay those blue pads in there, and I'll throw out the paper that – sorry. Sorry. We're putting puppies in the car to the vet.
So is it okay to have the public comment, but they're kind of in the middle? Talking about middle of the afternoon?
I think it makes more sense because you never make the public wait around while you're in executive session so that they can make public comment. You have to put public comment next to some public portion of the day. If the public knows that we're in executive session in the morning and then we break for lunch and then we come back in the afternoon for like an hour and a half of public time and then a half an hour public comment, it's a couple of hours at least of a public session on Friday before we go back into executive session and then our day is over. So I think it should definitely be right next to the other open session portion. And since most of the CFO's report will be open session, I think that's public comment should definitely go after that. And before we go into executive session with the auditor, if that's something we think we should be doing in the afternoon.
Okay, well, just tell us what time
that would be my suggestion.
This is Lydia, and I'd like to move what Summer just said.
Okay, what time
Thank you.
Specific were you saying?
Well, time specific would be 2 to 3:30 for the CFO report. And question and all that, and from 3:30 to 4 would be the public comment, and then from like 4 to 5:30 would be another executive session with our auditor, okay?
Please.
I've got to mute for just a moment, but that's my suggested.
All right, proposal. Any objections to that?
No.
Okay. So did you get that? Did you get that, Teresa?
So
not only is my eye hurting, my head is hurting. Yeah.
CFO report starting at 2.
Is open session with the auditor?
Okay, 2 o'clock will be an open session.
Okay, let me see
the
if I go over this again. Okay, 9 to 10, board training orientation. 10 to 1, executive session, confidential financial matters, auditor's financial letter discussion of recovery plan.
1 to 2 is lunch, 2 to 3:30 open session, CFO report, 3:30 to 4 public comment, 4 to 5:30 open session with the auditor.
No, 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 executive session.
Okay. Do we have an open session with the auditor?
Well, we should.
Well,
the audit's public.
Well, this is Lydia.
Yeah, audit for Lydia?
Yeah. I mean, we can discuss that when we're in executive session. If he wants to comment on something that comes out in public session and, you know, innocuous or whatever, he can. We don't have to schedule a full session with him in public session. But we can discuss it with him in executive session. That's the beauty of having an executive session before you go into public session to discuss these things.
Okay. Do we need to have, I mean, the audit's
public. You don't have to map it out.
The audit's public. It's going to be at least the final version. It'll be in writing. So do we need, how much time do we need in public for him to go over it, if any?
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
In public, I mean, he can speak to how much time he'll need. But again, I think since the whole day is about finance, right, that could just be in that block. I would just do as Summer described it. That covers it all. The auditor may participate in it at his discretion, but
point of information.
We don't know how long that will be. That may be a 5-minute report or whatever. It's not that too detailed. It doesn't have to be that detailed. As long as the public knows.
Yep.
Yeah, the,
okay, Teresa,
the agenda is for public consumption as much as the board, and it's basically we're spending the whole day on finance. Parts of it are in executive session, and the rest is in public session. That's it.
Right,
and then in the morning, in the executive session, he can tell us how much he'll need for public session, and we'll facilitate that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Teresa, want to be on the stack? Anybody else?